Among of all the senses, eyes are probably the most grasping. We really hold things with our eyes. So meditating on, like yesterday before I was saying, include your head in body meditation. So an interesting thing to do is to practice relaxing the eyes. So, and just, it's, for me, it's a very interesting contemplation around the body is that so much of striving and trying to control and trying to figure out comes from the front of the head, and from the eyes, trying to see something, trying to realize something. And then also, suppose our modern technology, a lot of us spend an inordinate amount of time looking at a screen. Just kind of eye consciousness is very much involved a lot. So a lot of grasping, I think does take place through the eyes. So let's just do a meditation where I'll just walk through something that I find useful. Two images. One is, you've probably heard this before, but one image I use is, you remember those big sunglasses in the 50s or 60s? Did you ever have one as a kid? Like yay big? So you imagine one of those is on your nose, and you imagine that one, the eye socket, the bony part, is going to be as big as that lens, and as big as that lens. Okay, that's the imagination you go. That really opens that up. And you know what a slinky is? You know? Whoop, 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 whoop. So you imagine your eyeball is like a slinky. It just falls out of your eyes. Okay? So you're just relaxing, you're just letting your eyes just kind of, your eyeballs fall out of your head. So they're open, eyeballs. And then you feel the optic nerve and you come back to the back of the head. Something to do for the last day, right? I'm gonna kill some time here. Get paid for this. Okay, let's go. It does work, right? I hope they don't do it in the kitchen. Find eyeballs in our stew. The same hopefully helpful reminders of awakening through listening. And the listening doors, it's, for me at least, it's much more receptive sense door. Whereas seeing is a more grasping kind of sense door. I don't know about you, but so then listening is synonymous with awareness. So it is not just listening to sound itself, but the whole attitude of being receptive and awake to the way things are. So we establish that first. And just in that instance of establishing that, you begin to see, are you looking for something? Or is there a kind of agenda that you're not noticing of trying to figure something out? Or, and this is very simple, just receptive, awake, listening. And then an attitude of affection is very helpful. So attention is not grasping or acquisitive, it's more affectionate. So bring attention to the heart, the center of the chest. And allow a sense of affection to be the attitude. So breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may all beings be well. Very simple. And then allow that kind of affectionate listening to come to the face. So you can feel the face relaxing, the shoulders. So you breathe in, breathe out, letting go. And that kind of language of non-anticipation, non-becoming. And then bring your attention to the face. Feel the mouth. Feel the lips. Go inside the mouth, feel the upper palate. Feel the lower palate. Feel the whole mouth. Feel the jaw. And you're not squeezing your eyes or looking for something, it's more listening, it's receptive. So let it just become conscious, just the way it is. Go to your ears. Outer architecture of the ears, outer structures. And inside the ears. The attitude is one of welcoming, listening, affection. Feel the nose. The outside structures. And inside the nostrils, don't squeeze your eyes. Feel the whole nasal area. Welcoming, affection, receptive. Non-becoming. Attention to the eyes. Feel the bony parts of the eyes and imagine those sunglasses and expand that bony structure outwards. As if this feeling of large opening. Feel all the muscles around that part of the, around the eyes. Let it expand. And then the eyes themselves, just relax, let them just sort of fall out of your head. That of course affects the temples, affects the mouth even. Do that as long as you want, but you follow the optic nerve back and imagine back of your head, back of the neck. So the eyes are relaxing right to the back of the neck. So now you're not in your head looking out through your eyeballs, but the head is in awareness. The body is in awareness. Feel the top of the head. Feel the back of the neck. Feel the whole head. The attitude is an affectionate welcoming. And so as you do this, you start to intuitively monitor the eyes, not so much deliberately, as because you become more conscious of the eyes, you can notice grasping taking place. So it's kind of very effective feedback. Bring attention to shoulders, arms, hands. Just feel the arms relaxing right down to the hands. So as you breathe out, there's no tension in the hands. As you breathe in, you don't clench your hands. Affectionate attention. Feel the chest area, so the spine and rib cage. Let it become conscious, non-striving, receptive. The organs inside the rib cage. Lungs, heart, diaphragm. As you breathe in and breathe out, you can monitor, are you creating tension in the breath? You notice the eyes, the hands. Abdominal area. The lower spine. The skin around. the organs, stomach, kidneys, liver, intestines. So as you do this, do your eyes tense up? Do your hands tense up? Receptive. Pelvic area. Pelvic bones. Organs inside the pelvic area. Again, does your face clench up? Does your jaw clench up? Do your hands tighten? Welcoming, affection, receptive. Feel the thighs. And the knees. Shins and calves. And the feet. So feel those structures from the thighs right down to the feet. So you notice you're holding the legs in a tense way. Now feel the whole body. Body in awareness rather than you in the head. Looking out. And how does the body feel when you take an in-breath? The eyes tense up, do the hands tense up? And what's the place of affection? May I be well? May I be free? How does that attitude help? So now whole body awareness, like a global awareness of the body. And let the body become sensation in whatever way it wants, energy. And include the head in your meditation. And let go of conceptualization and storylines. Let go of creation. So stay with that if you like, or choose something which you find helpful. So again, as you practice, you create attitudes through intention and thought. And then the monitoring of the body, the eyes, the hands, monitoring of attitude, and returning to just welcoming it. Just that in itself is sufficient. So metta bhavana then isn't just dualistic, me and you, but rather an ongoing attitude, moment by moment. Mm-hmm.